Hello, friends, and welcome to Day 14 of Lent, where we continue to reflect upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Lenten Reflections. Janelle's not with me today. I know we're all disappointed in that. You're just going to have to accept just me. So our themes for today are the habit of sin, the loss of shame, and the love of God. This is what stood out to me in his Lenten Reflection. When others are moved and weep on hearing sermons of the rigors of divine justice, the pains of the damned, and the passion of Jesus Christ, the habitual sinner is in no way affected. He will speak of these things and hear of them spoken of with indifference, as if they were things that concerned him not, and he will only become more hardened. It's a good thing for our conscience to be moved when we hear about divine justice. It's a good thing to be moved when we hear a sermon about the passion of Jesus. These things should move us, and when we aren't moved, we should ask the question, why not? A bad habit by degrees destroys even remorse of conscience. Have you ever experienced this loss of remorse of conscience? I have. And there's one particular event that really stands out to me. As a young adult, I fell into some serious sin. And I knew intellectually it was serious. Intellectually, I knew that I was offending God. And I reflected upon this experience that I had, and I realized I felt no guilt, no shame at all for my sin. And that is what bothered me. I knew I was in a dangerous place, spiritually speaking. And when we get ourselves into habitual sin, which I have to point out I was, habitual sin led me to that point. We run ourselves in danger of losing the ability to repent and have sorrow for sin. And that's a terrible place to be. Because if you don't feel sorrow for sin, how can you say sorry? The commission of sin naturally carries along with it a certain shame. But, says St. Jerome, habitual sinners lose even shame in sinning. Society as a whole is losing its sense of shame. And it's the good kind of shame that we want, that moves us to repentance. There's an unhealthy shame, but this is the good shame St. Alphonsus is talking about. And I think it's happening in generally in societies because we are not formed. So our conscience needs to be formed. And number two, we reject God. Those two things are causing the loss of shame in society. Now you can see this being played out because 50 years ago, what was shameful and sinful is now celebrated. For example, just couples moving in together before they were married. Even when I was younger, young couples didn't go around bragging about this. And now you just post it on Facebook. It's like people have lost totally the sense of what is right and wrong. That's fornication. Another example is abortion. Abortion is the murder of children. And we've lost the sense of shame because in some circles it's celebrated. Now, in other circles, it's like our conscience is dulled. And how can we see? Because when we go, for example, marching here in Saskatoon, for pro-life, you only get a couple hundred people. Yet there's thousands and thousands of Catholics in the area. Well, I just wonder what's happened to the conscience of the average Catholic in the pew regarding abortion. It's been dulled. But we've lost this sense of sin in so many areas of society. As a result, we can't repent. How can we turn back to God when we don't even acknowledge there's something wrong? And this is what we don't want to become. We don't want to become the kind of person who's lost the sense of sin and no longer has shame about sin. Because then how can we repent? So how can we protect ourselves from this? Consistent daily prayer. Consistent sacramental life. Consistently forming our conscience to the truths within the Holy Catholic Church. Trying to be virtuous. We start cutting some of this stuff out. Disastrous. As long as your conscience smites you, rejoice, for it is a sign that God has not yet abandoned you. But amend, give up sin at once, for if not, the wound will become gangrenous and you will be lost. So friends, if your conscience bothers you, this is a sign to rejoice, because what happens when we're in sin, God's grace disturbs us, but the devil wants to console us. But once we repent and we are living in a state of grace, then what? God comes to console us, and the devil then comes to disturb us. During his life, he chose to be poor, unknown, despised, and dying, he preferred the most ignominious and the most desolate of all kinds of death which human nature could suffer, to prove to us how he loves us and to teach us by example how to suffer with peace, contempt, and injuries. So why did Jesus choose the most horrific death? Because he wanted to teach us how much he loves us. St. Francis de Sales said God could have redeemed man with Jesus just performing one single act of love. But he didn't. He chose to pour himself out and take upon himself the most horrific death to prove how much he loves us. And then to teach us how to love. Because love proves itself through sacrifice. If we wish to love others, we need to sacrifice for them. If we want to love God, we need to sacrifice for him. Love proves itself through sacrifice. And this is most clearly seen in how Jesus came into this world, suffered, and died for us. Guys, thanks for watching. If you want to pray along the rosary, it's going to be right up there. Leave your comments below, and we will see you tomorrow.